Okay. Give me now the Pesachim. The Machlokes of Lezer Yeshua. Simchas Yomtiv. The Lezer says you have a choice. Two ways of doing it. Eat and drink a whole day. Or sit and learn the whole day. Each one Simcha. Right. And Simcha Basar Yayin. Or Masamche Lev. Or Yoshe Vishoyne. Or Yoshe Vishoyse. That's Rabbi Lezer. Yeshua says, Chalkeu, Chati Lachem, Chati Lashem. Divide the day in two. Right. Chati Lachem, Chati Lashem. Look at the Gemara. Shavuos, everybody agrees, you don't have a choice. But Tzeres Hakol Moedim, that's not Gemara. Shavuos, Hakol Moedim, even Rav Elazar says, the whole year you have a choice. Oh, you have a choice. Hakol Moedim, Batzeres, Sabina, Nami, Lochem. My timer. Yom Shnitna by Torah. What's the more saying over here? Yom Shnitna by Torah. You can't ignore. You have to have Gashmias. Rashi said to show that Torah is Noyach. You have to have Lochem. You have to enjoy the Yom Tov. Right. So what's the Pshat in Gemara? Hakol Moedim bin Anami Lachem. You should say, Rav Elazar is Moedim to Rav Yeshua. Moedim Rav Elazar. What's Hakol Moedim? Mashu from the Gemara, there are two gears in the Gemara. Our gear says, Batzeres bin Nami Lochem. That's Rashi's gear, so. Tosis gear, so, Hakamon Batzeres, the bin Lochem. What's the difference in Rashi and Tosis?
Just the
Mat Nachmina, he's bin Nami Lochem. Rashi gear, so, Al Gamora. What's Tosis gear, so? Take a look, bin Lochem.
Just the Lochem.
Right, that's the echo. Nami Lachem means also Lachem. Right. Lachem, that's the echo. That's right. That's why.
Where is it?
It's very rare. Only Gedolim. A few Gedolim is. Stayed up the whole night in Shavuos. Why only a few Gedolim? Why? What does it mean? Akiva, Shavuos, what's the minute? I was learning at night. What's the minute?
Rubai Kula.
No, that's something else. The minute was. Mamshama Ratzis. The minute was. Besides, B-E-S-I-D-E-S, besides, finish the sentence.
Learning.
Learning the whole day. They stayed at night. And I repeat, what did you do last Shavuos during the day? Well, where were you?
I don't want to answer that.
I can't remember.
Besides, the Chati Lachem or Kula Lachem of the day. Besides, I repeat again. B-E-S-I-D-E-S. Besides, that was the minute. You have to be very strong for that, or else you're not allowed to do it. You're torturing yourself. Right. And Shavuos has to be most enjoyable. Right. Anyway. So you need Lochem b'Shavuos. Yom Shnitzel was not as a Chakira. Yom Shnitzel was Torah. What's a Chakira now? Why in Shavuos do you have to have Lachem, according to everybody? Why? Is it Pshat? Shavuos, but Yom Tov Shavuos required the Seder HaYom says more than any other Yom Tov, most enjoyable, more Gashmias. The Seder HaYom, more Gashmias than any Yom Tov. Or no, nothing to do with Shavuos. Yom Shnitzel by Torah. The dinner matin at Torah, you had to be Sameach. Nothing to do with Yom, nothing to do with Shavuos. The reading Gemara over here, you see which way. It's part of Shavuos to Lachem. That's Hakol Moedim. It's nothing to do with Yom Tov. Not Moedim of Lezer, be sure. He's a Lomdus. Yom Tov by Torah. Now, there will be more stories over here. Gemara says, Rav Yosef b'yoyma d'atzarto. Skip a Gemara of Sheches. Kol chlosin yoymen. Mahadalei Talmudei. B'toli v'koi b'ibro d'adasho. V'ma chadoi napshoi. Chadoi napshoi. He's pounding his stomach. L'cho kroi, l'cho tenoi. Oh, you're great. Every 30 days they do that. The one brings it down. What do you see from the Gemara? Nothing to do with Shavuos. I said, then? Torah. Effective more kasha. You saw about yourself. You keep the world going. Someone says, no. First I talk about myself. Then I worry about the world. Hear that? First talk about yourself. Then you want the story over here? And all Achronim ask. Gemara says over here, Rav Yosef, V'yoyim adat sarto, on Shavuos, he said, Avdi li, igla tilsa, rib steak. Right. Rib steak. That's the best steak? Yeah. No other Yom Tov. That's Seder HaYom, the best food. Rib steak. Omar, you love high yoimo, the kogorim, kama yoisim ikim shuko. It's what she says. You love high yoimo, shalomarati toro, and the shuas. Minisroi mamti, I'm bigger than everybody. Hare anoshim harbe bishuk, shishmon yossi. A lot of yossis around. My benel benom. I'm not for the. I'm not for this day. I'll be another Yossi. Hear that? So the Achronim is at Gaiva. Moses said, "Anova or Rav Yosef Ikano." He was the symbol of Anivus. What's the answer? That's Anivus, right? Facing the Anivus means facing the truth. That's Anivus. Nisrei Mamte, right? Nisroi Mamte! What's the word again? No? If not for that, not for today, I'd be another Yossi. The only child for his mashma, that the Indian of having the best food, is only for. No! Only for Nisroi Mamte people. Right? No? If not for today, I'd be another Yossi. So, a Talmud Chacham is not better than anybody else. No way. What is he?
Different.
Nisroi Mamte. Nisroi Mamte. Right. The Gemara says in Brachas, Mem Zayin, this guy, Korah, he knew the whole Torah of Ksav, Chumash Tanakh by heart. Shana, the whole Torah of Baal Peh, Shasa Paiskim, backwards and forwards. V'lo shimesh, Rashi says, a Rebbe, Lamdas, harizeh, I'm haretz. Not Lamdas. That memzayim obeys. He knows shots by heart and poiskim. Backwards and forwards, every prima godin. Right. Read the Rashi, you have brachas, read the Rashi. Shimesh. Nisrei Mamti. Tamachachm in that bed and I'm horrid. I'll give an example. Where my wife is related to Rebbe's. So she was invited, her cousin married visitors to Rebbe in Bnei Brak. Right. So I went along. Why did I go along? Because Polish Hasidim served nothing at the weddings. Hungarian Hasidim served great stuff. So I went along to Vizhnitz. Right. So they had the royal family, the Rebbe family, and once part on a beamer there. And the peasant ladies passed by, and my wife and all of them nodded very royally. I said, that was the happiest moment of your life, right? Nods royally to the peasants. Yeah. They not! But Mr. Mamti, yes. Mr. Mamti, yes. The Rambam says, Yechazdeus, Tamachachem k'shem shum muvzol, k'zei yoysov, he has to move everything. Right. That's been moved though. They asked the kasha. I saw the kasha yesterday. This was Mamti. Where's Anivas? It says that Har Sinai, Torah is given to Har Sinai. Why Har Sinai? Well, I know. Why Har Sinai?
It was low.
Huh?
It was low.
Low. Anivas. So the question is, so give it to her in a valley. Why are you giving her Hasinai? Give it in a valley. No! I'm bigger than you. I'm a har. I'm not the biggest har. Yeah. Right. You love how you ever could go in. What does Rashi say? Look it up. This is very mumpy. It's not for me, not for this day. There'll be a lot of Yossis. Come a Yossi, you can be sure go. What do you say? Kama Yossi Kibishuko. I see guys want to share today. Rashi talks about them. Kama Yossi. Kama Yossi Kibishuko. So this Seder HaYom have the best food. Have a Seder HaYom on Shavuos. Right. So make me this delicious rib steak. Kamayossis, it's Yom Tov. Okay, you get chopped meat. Chopped meat for you. Chopped meat. Right. But you gotta tell so. Mr. Mamti. Have to know that. The brisk rub saw a safe on Kotchim. Looked in it. Said, Baruch Hashem, I wasn't Muhammad to one word. Get down here. Baruch Hashem, I wasn't Muhammad to one word. That's safer. That's Nisrei Mamti. I remember I followed him around everywhere to him. I followed him all over for 25 years. I didn't let go. I lived on that. Anyway, at the RCA convention, so he's talking, learning with somebody, and there's this rabbi, why are you rabbi? He became very firm. Bichanoi, famous guy. So they were talking along the Rav with somebody. This guy mixed in. So the Rav said, David, comes to Chanois, you're welcome. We're talking learning now. Get out of here. Yeah? Chanois, very good. You're welcome. Yeah. Talking learning now. That's not your field. But he didn't feel necessary mumpty by him. Stam had no one to talk to. This you hear in Rabban Cutler, they have a thing called Adiri Atoro. The Isramimus of a Talmud Chacham. So this is very important to know that Matan Torah, not just you got the Torah, you became a mountain. Nisroi Mamte. Right. Nisroi Mamte. Especially we see a Chabura. See a Chabura. I have my Megit, which is that there was a possibility that Rav Moshe's son-in-law, Tendler, found a cure to cancer. He had a chemical, and they were taking tests. They thought it was a rumor, it works for cancer. He even called Rufu, and he called it a micelle. It did not work for cancer. It did work for a rennet for American cheese, and he sold it for $200,000, the chemical. For American cheese, it was good. Yeah. Anyway, someone told Esther Moshe, your son-in-law cured cancer. That's what he said. Very nice, but it's not worth the bitter turret cost him. Okay.